It's officially a do-or-die situation here for Game 4 of the second round of the WHL playoffs. Mike Benton with you as we get set for the Everett Silver Tips and the Seattle Thunderbirds. Joining us now is Silver Tips head coach Kevin Constantine. Kevin, first off, going through games like these, we all understand that players can prepare for certain situations, but what do you appreciate as a coach about being in a game like this at this time of year?
Well, it's a challenging situation, and it's really not one you prepare for, because you don't play any game at all during the year where if you lose it, it's your last game. So you just don't play those games. So the only way to prepare for a game like that would be in that environment all the time, because that's what experience is. It would teach you how to handle it. So it's an impossible game to prepare for. So, you know, the energy, I think, comes from belief. And when you're down like this, 3-0, it's hard, especially for a young athlete, to find that belief that gives you the energy to go play. So for me, the only way that'll come is if something okay can happen in the first 5 or 10 minutes. And that okay can be getting through that 0-0. That okay can be your goalie making a big save. That okay, in a perfect world, is you're up 1-0. Once you get that little break or that little opportunity or that little bit of belief that sometimes wanes a little bit when you've lost 3 in a row, then that's what can get you going. So, you know, that might have to take a little bit of luck, but hopefully we can come out and play well. This is a very tough building to do that in. I think this is the best starting team, I think, in the WHL in their own building. So it's challenging, but if we can get through that first, you know, shift for each guy and we're in the game, then the belief starts to grow a little bit, and then you have a chance.
The math says for you, 9 wins on the road when a team faces elimination. What have you learned maybe as far as over the years how guys are best suited for a game of this magnitude?
Well, if there's any, and you've probably only mentioned, you know, some games that we've not been eliminated in, and there's been plenty of games in my career where we've been eliminated. So, but thank you for only mentioning half of those stats. I appreciate that. But I think, you know, the you work all year so that your game can be done with habits, without thinking. In times like this, your mind wanders on you a little bit. Is this my last game? Is this my last shift? Is our season over? And so the only thing that ever keeps your mind from going there and keeps your mind into the moment and onto the task and doing your job is the strength of your habits. So, you know, hopefully what we've worked on all year to build in terms of our habits will be where we go once the puck drops.
First 3 games have been decided by just 1 goal. What's the biggest difference right now from really being down 3-0 versus, say, being up in this series?
Well, it has been reasonably close. Each of those games we've been outshot, and Seattle has outchanced us in each of those games, but that's all been fairly close. I think the scoring chances actually have been slightly closer now in general than they were during the season, so the play has tightened up a little bit. I mean, Seattle was a tough team during the regular season and a tough team now. You know, I think Carter in goal has had B games, but not an A game yet, and that's no criticism of him. He's such a great kid and a great goalie. That is not meant to be critical, but he's given us A, and we depend on him for A, so that can be a difference maker. And then, you know, they've scored goals in front of him where he's made the first save, but they've scored on rebounds, and that's technically not his responsibility. That's us as a group in front of him to make sure that they're not getting the second opportunities. And so we need to be just a little stronger defensively near our net in rebound situations to help him out a little bit. And that, I think, can be the difference, has to be the difference. We've got to be just a little better in that part of the rink.
That sets the whole scene. The Silver Tips are trying to keep their season alive. Tonight they take on the Seattle Thunderbirds at Showare Center. And that was Kevin Constantine joining us. We'll come back in a moment, and you're listening to Sound Transit, Everett Silver Tips Hockey on Fox Sports 1380 and FM 95.3.